off the war to fight on a foreign shore. His mother sure was proud of him. As he stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all, his mother's face broke out all to a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. You make me proud to know you hold a gun. Do what the captain says. Lots of medals you will get. We'll put them on the wall when you come home. When that old train pulled out, John's ma began to shout, telling everybody in the whole neighborhood, that's my son's about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She made well and just sure her neighbors understood. Oh, Lord, understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her face broke into a smile. Yeah, she showed them to the people from next door. And she bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in a thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letters ceased to come. For a long time they never come. They ceased to come for about 9 months or more. Then a letter finally came saying, get down and meet the train. Your sons are coming home from the war. Oh, no, from the war. Well, she smiled and went right down. She looked up and all around, but she did not see her soldier son in sight. But as all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. His face was all shot up, and his hands were both blown off. He wore a metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow in a voice she did not know, while she could not even recognize his face. My darling son, tell me what to you they've done. How is it that you come to be this way? His mouth could hardly move as he tried his best to talk, and she did not even recognize his voice. Oh, don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to war? He thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, we're home a-feeling proud. Thank God you wasn't standing in my shoes. 'Cause I thought when I was there, God, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill my enemy or die trying. But as the enemy came close, the thing that hurt me most is I saw that his face looked just like mine. Lord, Lord, just like mine. I could not help but think, through the thunder sound and stink, that I was just a puppet in a play. But through the roaring smoke, the string had finally broke, and a cannonball blew my eyes away. As he turned away to walk, his ma was still in shock, seeing the metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand. Oh, Lord, to her hand.